And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 5.62, up 7.5 on the open. July 5.76, up 10.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, we had May corn opened at 3.94, up 7.75 on the open. July 4.04, up 7.25. September 4.12.75, up 6.75. December opened at 4.25, up 6.75 on the open. May wheat opened at 5.19, up 6.5 on the open. July opened at 5.36, and it was up 10.75. May beans opened at 9.40, up 35.5 on the open. July 9.37, up 35. August 9.25, up 39. September 8.97, up 43.5. November 8.83, up 41. January of 2010, 8.92, up 39.5 on the open. March 9.03, up 42.75. July of 2010, 9.15, up 40.5 on the open. May soybean meal open at 290, up 850 on the open. July 286, up 880. May soybean oil open at 33.15, up 111 on the open. July 33.22, up 88. April live cattle open at 83.20, up 37.5 on the open. April feeders 92.45, up 25. April lean hogs 60.40, down 15. And May pork bellies, 83.35, down 40 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Before we delve into the particulars of this morning's reports, let me just get your overall reaction as you opened them up and took the first look.
Well, we wondered where all the acres were.
Yeah.
The question, of course, is and will continue to be for the next month is, did they really go away? We doubt. Or where are they going to go when the farmers make up their mind? I think the biggest thing probably along this, Dave, is everybody is not as set in stone as Central Illinois farmers on what they're going to do when they go to the field, no matter what the weather is and what the prices are once they get there. And I think that, you know, we have a lot of people when they took this survey that were just undecided, and they knew they were going to plant at least this many acres of corn, at least this many acres of beans, and the rest were flex acres. And those didn't come reported into this report, and the government didn't put them in there.
Yeah, it was puzzling. There's 7.4 million acres less this year than a year ago. And when we went out to the meetings around Illinois and Indiana, while we did see a lot of people in rotation, we did pick up a sense that there might have been as much as 10% of acres that were able to be switched, perhaps.
You know, that's the thought out there, is, and I'm thinking that maybe we didn't even see that many at some of our meetings, but you know, along the way, I think that there are some areas that are very much switchable. And you know, what are they going to do in the Dakotas and Minnesota along the Red River here now? How long will the water stay up? How much rain will we have? Can we have another year possibly like last year? Well, of course we can, but I mean, you know, we don't look for that to happen back to back. But you know, part of there were a couple million acres that was double crop beans, so there's still a first time across type planting in that 5 million acre range that we just don't see 5 million acres being abandoned this year.
So, and I think that your reaction is not unnormal. I've talked to quite a few people on the phone already this morning, Wayne, and that's the same reaction I got. Where are the acres? And given that, what should we do with the soybean pop we're seeing this morning?
Well, I think, you know, it was a nice pop, a nice opportunity. We had buys below the market, and we had sells above the market. Basically, we missed on both of them because we expanded too far. But I think that it did offer us a little bit of an opportunity here this morning to get a little more sold. But now we pop back down below insurance prices again. And, you know, mm-hmm. we're not aggressively going to make sales before planning under our insurance price.
Right. Okay, so when you crunch the numbers over in L&M, what do you come up for ending stocks?
Well, I think, you know, that is a, that's a big thing. You know, if we look at this, I know that one of the major advisory firms comes in about a billion bushels on the corn. And they, you know, say along with that that, that keeps you in the $3.80 to $4 range until we see a little more down the road. You know, the crop in the ground and going to let things how they're going as far as the corn. So, you know, and the beans, of course, we would have, if we would go with trend line yields and add a little bit in here, why, you know, we're going to boost the carry out a couple hundred million bushel and, you know, get us up to that 400 bracket on the carryout. So, you know, not comfortable levels, but to higher levels if we see trend line yields. And if we add a few more acres, well, then that puts us up to where we'd like to see a little bit of battling for things, and we get up to that 9.25 again, 950 range. We want to be making a few more sales in the beans.
If we are at 1-1 on the corn, and that was one of the numbers that, that I had dialed in, is somewhere between 1-1 and 1.5, 1.6, depending what you use for supply and demand.
Yeah.
But if we're down toward that 1-1, and one can make a case that that is the case, why hasn't corn popped?
I think that, you know, just basically out here now, we are seeing and have the feel. Last week we got some field work done. Everybody's anxious and ready to go. The corn price and the ratio is hung up there. And if we can get in the field early, you know, get in here the first, second week of April and the planters roll, that we'll gain a few more acres of corn. And I think because of the way fertilizer's dropped, the way the prices come back up, that we will see a little more corn be put in the ground.
Did you have an opportunity to look at the state-by-states?
You know, we were looking there, the state-by-states, you know, your main corn-producing states didn't change a lot.
No, they didn't.
I mean, they're just pretty much hanging in there. And we do know that there was areas that had the weather not been quite as wet, we might have seen just a few more acres of corn last year, especially in northern Iowa.
So will this report be traded a couple of days, and then we'll just go right on to the weather, and maybe you start thinking more about the demand side again?
I would say that this becomes a weather market starting tomorrow, Dave.
What about the wheat? We probably ought to touch on the wheat this morning a little bit. What did you see there?
You know, as far as the wheat, we're expecting the lower acreage number, everything like that. The wheat number was sort of like the corn. It's being dragged along by the beans. You know, it was basically a non-report in the wheat as far as I could see.
I was thinking that maybe this morning you would, off the opening bell, you might have saw some bull spreading given the quarterly grain stock number. We didn't get that. What we got looked to me like the back end doing some short covering.
I think that they used the opportunity here and did that. And I think that, you know, unwinding some of the spreads they felt they were wrong in doing that along the way. So, you know, the wheat number right at the trade guess and prior USDA forecasts, you know, and the spring wheat seeding down a little bit here, I think added to that. So, you know, along the way with the spring wheat seeding down, why you can see where they might want to cover some of their shorts and the deferreds.
All right. So talk to the hedgers and from your perspective, where would you want them to be at this point in the season, in their marketings, and given what we've seen thus far with the numbers throughout the fall and into the spring?
Well, I think, you know, we're sitting at the 15 to 20% covered at this point in time. I think we sit, like I said, on the beans. We've got to get above the 880 level. We're looking at 9.25. Our next levels, we'll probably be making some sales there. As far as the corn, you know, as we're looking at it, we are up above there. If they didn't sell some the last time around, you know, up in the 425 to 440 bracket, why, you know, we're going to be starting to make some more sales in that range. We'd really like to get closer to thinking there might be one, you know, one more weather scare and that coming on here that might give us a chance to get in that 450 range.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. May wheat now at 558 and a quarter, up 3 3/4. July, 569, up 3 1/2. At the Board of Trade, May wheat at 512 3/4, unchanged. The July unchanged, now down a quarter at 525. May corn, 384 and a quarter, down 2. July, 398 3/4, down 2. December, 416, down 2 1/4. May beans, 930 3/4, up 26 1/4, now up 26. July, 928, up 26. November, 870 3/4, up 28 3/4. May soybean meal, 288.60, up 7.10. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.